You're not up against an intellectual devil. You're up against a devil that takes power to move him, and that we need to connect with that power. And that connection is through the Word of God, faith, and prayer.
The ability to pray faith-filled prayers comes from our Heavenly Father by the Holy Spirit. Join Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston today and find out how prayers spoken in faith can override time. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Prayer Recurrent Week 1. Yeah, I got Bill Winston here with me. Pilots know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly right.
Doctors know what you're talking
about.
That's
right.
School teachers know, because you got to go back for recurrent training.
Really do.
And yeah, but I've already heard that. Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah, see.
Listen, the reason we need to be in this daily and all the time seeking it. There is so much going on out here in this spiritual world you and I don't know anything about. And this prayer system, this word system, the kingdom of God has come, and it's supposed to be being done here as it is in heaven. If we get outside the process that God set up to bring that to pass, there's so much going on out here, Bill. We're going to get to heaven and say, I don't see how we ever got anything done. You want me to tell you? G-R-A-C-E. Grace. Big grace.
Great grace.
Oh, yeah. Amen. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Well, let's start again at Luke's gospel again. And Luke chapter 11. Now, again, this is Jesus and with his disciples. They said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So Jesus is teaching them how to pray. This is, they're finding out now that this prayer thing is something that operates in the spiritual realm, that causes things in the natural realm to come about, to be so. Now, if you go back, you'll see that there all different manner of prayer. And that's found over here in Ephesians. And over in Ephesians in chapter 6, he talks about it. He says this in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Now, that's all that stuff going on, isn't it?
That's exactly all in the spirit realm.
That's what the Lord just was saying there a while ago, Will.
That
man, there's got just a myriad of stuff.
But it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, this is key because over in, and if we could just flip there for a moment, over in Deuteronomy chapter 7, he gives his people a real key bit of information. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, he says, starting at verse 1, and when the Lord thy God shall bring thee unto the land, whether thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations from before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you are.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about right there.
See, you cannot defeat them with human reason, with philosophical whatevers.
No, you can't.
You're not up against an intellectual devil. You're up against a devil that takes power to move him. And that we need to connect with that power. And that connection is through the Word of God, faith, and prayer. And as we do that and connect up with that word, then God moves on our behalf. Now, let's just see an example of that. Let's go over to 2 Chronicles and chapter 20. They probably know this particular scripture. It's a very popular account. Now, this is an account where this is Jehoshaphat. And again, he is outnumbered here. He is surrounded. He doesn't know what to do. And the Bible says here in verse 3 of 2 Chronicles 20, "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. Even out of all cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art thou God in heaven and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen?" Now, that's a very important point.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very important here. See, because I'm not sure a lot of people know this. God still rules here, but he needs our authority to do some things in the earth, to address some situations. So he prayed, and let's look now at let's go all the way down to verse 12. "O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us." Now in verse 13, "And all Judah stood before the Lord, and when their little ones with their wives and their children, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation." Now this helps me to go back to what you spoke. You said one of the jobs of the prophet is to give the people something to say. Praise God.
He's making up a bunch of stuff.
I'm telling you. So now he speaks. And when he speaks, he says, hey, you'll not need to fight this battle. See, but all of that came about through prayer.
Yes, it did.
See.
And seeking.
And seeking the Lord.
Don't jump out there and start saying a bunch of stuff.
Nope.
Until you inquire of
the Lord
and find out what to say.
That is exactly right.
And the Holy Ghost come on this Levite and told him what to say.
And told him what to say.
What is it about that that's so hard to understand?
This thing is so powerful.
Bill, that's the heavenly, that's the kingdom of God process for bringing to pass, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He takes his word of his will, his plan in heaven, and he passes it to earth. We say it, and this the Father that dwells within, he does the work.
Now look down here. He says in verse 15, "Hearken ye all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Look at verse 17. "You will not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem." Then he gave them instructions. I'm saying, I believe some of the listeners now that are listening to me in this particular broadcast, you will not need to fight that battle. Glory to God. You go to God in prayer. He's going to give you some instructions, and this thing is going to happen by grace.
Glory to God.
It's going to be the power of God going into operating. He's going to change hearts and so forth. Because we went through that in getting the shopping mall that we got in Chicago. Same thing. They had made a law that we could not have a sanctuary in that mall and so forth. That was a law that the council made. God was going to show me he could change the laws. So I'm saying it may be laws that have been made to our disadvantage. Doesn't make any difference.
No.
It's the power of God we're talking about here, because he ruleth over all the heathens.
There was a young man, he'd just been convicted of a crime. And in the meantime, he got born again, filled with the Spirit, and he got a hold of some tapes out of our ministry. And he began to confess the word over himself. And they put him in prison. And he said, I'm going to be paroled. That's, well, you ain't going to be paroled for before at least 3 years, because that's the law. He said, I don't care what the law is. I'm going to be paroled before then. And he kept talking about getting out in a year. Boy, you can't get out in a year. The state law is on this crime. You got to serve at least 3 years minimum before you can get out. No, he said. And he just kept confessing it. He had prayed, and he heard that. Now, this is important. He did not just make it up.
That's it.
He had inquired. He repented seriously before the Lord. They came down there and got him one day and said, boy, you sure lucky. Luck doesn't have nothing to do with this. If this is controlling power, they said, the state legislator just passed a new law and you qualify for parole.
Goodness.
Oh, you don't believe that God changed that just for that man? You got some reason why not? You think that just kind of happened? Faith changed things.
That's exactly
right. I believe it, Bill.
Now, I know that.
I've seen it happen too many times.
All right. Now, let's go back in here, because I want to
go into something. Now, this thing with that shopping mall, people need to understand it. Mm. We ain't talking about a little storefront church here. We're talking about the whole mall.
The whole
block here got stores in it. It's not a dead, empty place.
Kmart,
no, they got stores in here, man. I mean, all of them down. And the city council is, man, if this turns into a church, there goes all our tax money. We ain't going to get nothing out of it. And they don't see nothing coming from no church. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about Bill and that congregation.
No.
Now, you think they just suddenly decided, oh, well, no, man, God moved and woke them up and changed the way they were looking at things, and they changed the law.
Changed the law. I'm telling you.
Changed the law.
This is what I'm saying. So God is God.
Yeah,
this is why we call him God, because he can change the laws.
And one believer, one child of God.
We're going to go into that. That's praise the Lord. All right, so look what it says here. Going down to verse 20, it's a very popular scripture. Well, let's read it in its context. And they arose early in the morning, and they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Israel, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Watch this. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. I'm going back to what you said. The prophet's job is to give the people something to say.
If you believe it, you say it.
I'm telling you. That is powerful, Brother Copeland. What you said there is powerful. I am writing a book now, and that's going to be in there.
Well, think about what Jesus said.
That is powerful.
Jesus never got outside the Scripture.
He, sure did.
He never said anything. Let's think. This is so important.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I only say what I hear my Father says. Father dwelleth in me, he does work. Now, the Scripture says, he whom God sent spoke the words of God, therefore God gave him his spirit without a measure. It did not say, he whom God sent did not sin, therefore God gave him his spirit without measure.
Yeah.
No. Of course he didn't sin.
Yeah.
But he qualified us by giving us his word. He said, when the spirit of truth has come, he'll take what's mine and show it to you.
That's it. See, this is it. That's why the rest of that Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10, people need to read that, because what it's talking about is a stand of faith for the provision that you need to deliver anyone and anything.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's talking about, because you have rights to it, because he wrote them in there. This is our Constitution. This is our Bill of Rights.
Absolutely.
And so forth. We go right to this book. But notice what he said, believe his prophets. So what happens? Now, all of a sudden, look at verse 22. When the people begin to sing and to praise, The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Now, look at verse 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. I believe we're entering into a season of gathering. Praise God. The grace of God is about to take over like never before. And we're about to see people about to gonna learn how to pray. And we're going to see some battles won that we didn't even have to fight. And the favor of God kicking in like I don't know what. And so forth. So we can shift this thing here. But here's what I'd like to say. General George Patton, this is back in 1944. It's an account. And this is even on internet. But it's an account of when he was up against rains and bad weather that persisted for days and weeks. Why? He's trying to advance the battle, and he couldn't.
Battle of the Bulls.
That's exactly right. So he couldn't get it. So he says, and I'm just going to capsulize and make a long story short. He says to his chaplain, "Do you have a weather prayer?" I said, "Well, sir, I'm not sure I know of a weather prayer." He said, "Well, I need a weather prayer, a prayer for the weather." He said, "Well, okay, sir, I'll tell you what, I'll go back and research that, and I'll get back to you within an hour." All right, so he got back to him, and this is what he said. He said, "A few prayer books that I had in hand had no formal prayer on weather, that they might prove acceptable to the army commander." So he worked and made a prayer. He sought the Lord, sought his reference books, and devised a prayer. Here's the way it went. "Almighty and most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness to restrain these immoderate rains with which we have had to contend. Grant us fair weather for battle. Graciously hearken unto us as soldiers who call upon thee, that armed with thy power, we might advance from victory to victory and crush the oppression and wickedness of our enemies and establish thy justice among men and among nations." General Patton took off his helmet and said that prayer. Mm-hmm. The next day they woke up, the rains were gone.
Yeah.
Clouds were.
They had the problem they were having. The overcast was so low.
Oh, that's exactly right.
We lost our air superiority,
and we couldn't get.
And man, we were suffering on account of it. You know what? Here's another thing, Bill. That happened in less than 24 hours.
Exactly right.
Now, the chaplain didn't pray it.
He did not, did he?
General Patton prayed it.
He sure did.
And the chaplain told him, he said, "I don't know whether I can pray a prayer that helps us kill our fellow man." But he didn't have no faith in it.
Didn't have any.
All he did was hunt the scripture. And General Patton heard that. He recognized that. He said, "No, you don't pray it. You do it for me. I'll pray it. You just give me the prayer."
Exactly right. But now this is interesting. General Patton understood that he was under authority.
Yeah.
He understood a higher authority.
Yes, he did.
He understood a God who was all powerful and had more faith, I believe, than the chaplain did.
Oh, yeah. Well, he told him he did.
Yes, indeed.
The chaplain told him, he said, "I can't pray this." And the general said, I'll do the praying. You just get me the prayer." So the big point here is that God heard the word.
He did, didn't he?
He heard the word. Any buck private on the line could have prayed
this same prayer.
Anybody that had any faith in the word of God could have prayed that.
My goodness.
General Patton, decorated that chaplain.
He sure did.
He said, "I don't know." He said,
"Who is that man?"
"Yeah, and I don't know that chaplain's name. Said he's in good with the Almighty, and I'm gonna decorate him." That's so good.
But he noticed each one of these cases, it seems like almost the same night, same 24 hours, the same day, they're getting out of this thing. And I'm just saying, many times we've been in things for so long, up against a legal battle and so forth. I believe there's a way we can get out in 24 hours.
Oh, I do too, Bill. Well, I don't just believe that. I've seen it in the Word enough that I know it.
Gotcha.
Praise I know Lord. It. Mm. We've been spending too much time expecting it to take time.
Mm, that's good.
I want you to talk, well, we're down to 2 minutes, but take a moment and talk about a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day, and how that affects our prayer life.
This scripture is found in 2 Peter in chapter 3 and verse 8. And he says this, "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." This whole idea of thinking time, if we ever look through the view of time, then we're find ourselves looking through the veil of the curse. Because Adam had time serving him, just like money's supposed to serve you. Time's supposed to serve you. If you can, Joshua stopped time. He came to one of the kings, the prophet says, which way do you want time to go, backwards or forwards? Just to prove to you that I'm speaking to you from God. And I'm saying that what has happened is we've seen time as something that is fixed that we have to obey. Mm-hmm. But that's not true. That with God, one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is just like one day. Why? Because with God, it's all eternal. It's all done now. So he doesn't have to, time doesn't have to control him. That's why when Jesus came, the woman said to him, Martha said to him, he said, your brother rise again. She said, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Notice she's looking at time. He mm-hmm. said, I am the mm-hmm. resurrection. See, I came from the last day to now. We can make this happen right now and raise him up right then. And I'm saying that the idea of time, we've had it fixed in our consciousness that it takes time. So now all of a sudden when miracles come, people have problem believing in the supernatural because mm-hmm. they believe in time.
Meditation in that causes faith to rise up in you and pull it out of time into the now.
Because faith overrides time.
And we're out of time. Glory to God. Amen. The day's coming, brother. You wait and see. Amen. Brother Bill and I'll be back.
Have you ever prayed and wondered if God heard you? How do you take hold of His promises and make them a reality in your life? The Unlimited Potential Package, two teaching series by Bill Winston, The Power of Prayer and Praise, and Taking Ownership Volume 2 will help you break through and get results. Build a solid foundation of prayer in your life. Learn how faith makes prayer work. Find out why love is the key to receiving from God. Discover how to seek God for answers and pray effectively. Believe you receive as you declare God's word with authority. Reach new levels of faith and take the next step towards living in your God-given privileges. Assume your rightful place in God and realize your unlimited kingdom potential. Be kingdom-minded, take ownership, and bring heaven to earth. Get results in your prayer life that'll change your world. Order the Unlimited Potential Package today for only $34.99 and enjoy a savings of 28%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This package contains two teaching series by Bill Winston that will open your understanding of God's Word. Discover how praise will draw you into the very throne room of God. For an additional 10% off, order the Unlimited Potential Package online.
The Unlimited Potential Package, two teaching series by Bill Winston. The power of prayer and praise, prayer to get results, and then taking ownership. Now we're going to get it. We can get into this next week. This is a key element of prayer.
That's key.
Amen. Right, now, praying with confidence, knowing God hears you, and knowing He answers prayer. It's not a No, He has obligated Himself to answer and respond to His own word.
Yes, He did.
If you're using His word, He can't deny Himself.
He cannot.
He's the one that said it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So let me tell you something else about this. Our prayer people here, we got a 24-hour prayer ministry here in this ministry. They're trained in this. That's the reason there's so much action takes place when people call in and they pray, because they pray like this. And you can do that. You can teach your children to pray like that. I'm telling you, if you raise your children to pray this way, they'll get results, not because they're little, but because of the Word of God.
That's true.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Father, Brother Bill and I pray for this radio and television audience all over the world according to your Word. And we thank you and we give you praise for our partners. Lift them up, strengthen them.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. I just mentioned that 24-hour prayer line. Take advantage of that. We're here for you. That's reasonable. Brother Bill's ministry is the same way. We're based in this. Believe the Word and take His promise. Amen. We're out of time, as I said earlier. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Bill again, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Champions Gate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwas Coliseum. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
When you know that you have a God that can deliver you of anything, your attitude should be sky high. I mean, you positive, you don't have
no fear.
No fear, that's
no
it.
Fear.